Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction, member FDIC, by General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission, and by America's Navy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up on the big program, we'll talk Navy football against Notre Dame. The Mids trying to break a four-game losing streak to the Fighting Irish coming up on Saturday in South Bend. We'll be on the air at 2:38 Eastern Time, kickoff just after 3:30 from Notre Dame Stadium as Joe Miller and Omar Nelson join me for all the action. For those of you that can't make it and are in the Annapolis area, Buffalo Wild Wings going to have a watch party coming up on Saturday. So get on over there and enjoy some wonderful food and cheer the midshipmen on with folks from Annapolis. Coming up, we'll talk with Navy head coach Ken Neomatsalolo as the Mids get set for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. The Mids at 4-0, winners of 8 in a row, heading to South Bend on Saturday. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. Never think I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Rolls-Royce salutes the mighty midshipmen, ironclad competitors who represent strength, confidence, and a tradition of distinction, the same qualities that define Rolls-Royce Naval Marine. It's why more than half the navies in the world choose Rolls-Royce for their propulsion systems. Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Midshipmen getting set for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame with head coach Ken Neomatsalolo. Through four games, your defense is only giving up 15 points per ball game. Could you have imagined you would get that type of play and that type of production given the hand they were dealt leading into this season?
I couldn't be more proud of them. You know, I just like you said, changing coordinators to start. During camp, and Dale had to change. It's not like we started from ground zero. I mean, a lot of it's still Buddy's package, but he had to tailor it to how he called games and how he did things, and the kids responded. And I think we've been playing well all year, and we played as good as I think we've ever played against Air Force last week, and played, shut down the run, didn't give any deep balls, and just really, really excited the way we're playing on defense.
How important was that early? I mean, you took away their power game, which they like to establish usually early, and that's usually important in that football game. Your kids did a great job of establishing the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball early in that game.
Very important, but I thought the first play that they came out and tried to throw the ball, I'm going to say it was 2011, you know, the overtime game that we lost here. They threw a play action early and scored on us. You know, we were half asleep or whatever, just got one really deep. But that, to me, was a good sign for me when they tried to throw it and we were all over all of them. You know, we didn't get fooled by any of their play action stuff. And then, like you said, we set the line of scrimmage. Was very pleased, you know, with the way it started out.
You guys have some tremendous football teams still ahead of you, including this week. You've been able to develop some depth, especially on the defensive side of the football. How important is that going forward, having confidence in that many guys that you can put out on the field? I mean, Mike Kelly's the latest to step in at the outside backer spot and really give you great production in that matchup on Saturday.
And we're going to need them all, you know. And Kevin McCoy didn't play as much this past weekend. He's probably been, he's probably been the most productive guy we have on defense. And, you know, so to be able to play all those guys against guys that are bigger than us will definitely help, and especially as we even get further along with the up-tempo teams.
Daquan's going to have to step in for Quazel. The shameful thing for Quazel, he was really hitting his stride, playing arguably his best football game in a midshipman uniform on Saturday. A, thoughts on losing him, but B, what do you get now with Daquan stepping in at that spot?
Well, obviously, you know, very sad for Quazel. You're right, he was having his best game, I think, of his career, you know. And I told him when I talked to him after his surgery that, hey, you know, sorry for the injury, but just you can always, at least the silver lining is knowing that you are a big, big part of us winning that game. You know, that's your game, last game that you played in the Navy uniform. You helped us beat one of our rivals in Air Force. Daquan's probably one of our more athletic kids that we have in the secondary. Just doesn't have the experience and the knowledge of Quazel. But, you know, we have great faith in him, and we know that he'll be ready to play.
You all have moved the ball in the last two games against Notre Dame. Any sense that you won't at least be able to move the ball here? Whether you finish the drive, obviously, becomes the question on Saturday.
Well, we definitely have to. I mean, it's because they're really good. You know, they're a good team, really good on defense, really good on offense. And we got to be able to move the ball. I thought, you know, Notre Dame did a good job against Georgia Tech with their option. So hopefully we can, you know, be productive. But if we don't, obviously it's going to be a long day for us.
Is there a danger in that film? Do you feel that they'll line up the same way? Do they line up the same way they've lined up against you in the past against Georgia Tech?
Well, you know, Van Gorder's been there. This is his second year. And so the way he lined up against us last year at FedEx, it was very similar to the way he lined up against Georgia Tech. There are some wrinkles that he had, and I'm sure we'll have some other ones, but for the most part, a lot of it was similar. And so I don't imagine that they'll have two option plans. Maybe they will. But, you know, they had Clemson and then, you know, SC after us. And so, you know, I'm not sure if they'll have two option plans. Maybe they will, but I don't think they'll vary much because a big part of what they did against Georgia Tech, they did against us.
Exciting opportunity for the program on Saturday?
The opportunity doesn't get any bigger than this. You know, I mean, I think, you know, we're at where we would want to be going into the Notre Dame game, playing well in all three phases. I think, still a lot to be said about this team, but I think it's our best football team since I've been the head coach. And we're going to need everybody to play well to have a chance.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
All right, Pete.
Bids have lost four straight against the Fighting Irish, trying to break that losing streak coming up on Saturday in South Bend. Should be a great football game. We're on the air at 2:38 Eastern Time on the network and just after 3:30 for the kickoff from Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend, Indiana. We're back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And your group threw four games, 15 points a game. I imagine as you look at the tape through four games, got to be pretty pleased, especially with all of the players that you've been able to use and get some experience in these four games as well.
Yeah, I think, I think we're playing hard. And, you know, we have a goal of 21 points, so we're playing underneath, you know, beneath our goal. You know, we'll see how the rest of the season goes.
Power game from Air Force the other day never really got started. What was the key for you all being able to subdue them and getting control of the game?
I think up front we played real aggressive and managed that part of it. I thought the linebackers did a great job of playing downhill. Secondary showed up, you know, on the run, and they just really couldn't get anything started. So I'm excited how physical we played.
Outside linebackers, you go to Mike Kelly, you turn to him this past week. A, why did he get the start? And obviously talk about the way he was able to keep contain on several occasions and allow guys to pursue the football and make some good plays.
Yeah, he's played the option a little bit more. He's a little bit thicker, and we weren't sure what we were going to get to that side, you know, if they would put the tight end and the wing there. So he's just a little more bulk than Josiah. But, you know, both are athletic. And again, Mike's just played the option. He's just a very disciplined player, which is perfect when you're playing the option.
Obviously, you lose an experienced guy in Quazell. What does Daquan bring to the field for you at that safety spot?
Very fast. He's very explosive. You know, he has great hands. He can catch the ball. You know, he's going to lack some experience. But, you know, so we'll have to just simplify things and let him catch up and then kind of expand back from there. But he's a really good athlete, solid tackler. So the thing he lacks is just the experience of being on the field.
Difference between the offense maybe you've seen the last couple of weeks and the one that you will see coming up on Saturday with Notre Dame?
Notre Dame is super explosive. They can run for touchdowns. They can throw for touchdowns. They've got a great O-line, very disciplined, big, physical. You know, when you watch them on tape, everybody steps the same.
Right.
You know, there's just no weaknesses on the team. I mean, they have great speed, great receivers, two really good running backs, quarterbacks playing really, really well. They're a very, very high-powered offense.
As a coach, you've been preparing for them for a long time. Fastest Notre Dame team you've seen?
Fastest I can remember from position to position, too deep. I mean, they can all run. They can all catch the ball. I think they're tremendously gifted. Across the board.
We talk about down and distance for the Navy offense as a big key. How big is trying to get them in third and long situations coming up on Saturday?
It's really key. If you look at their stats, they don't have a lot of second and longs, third and longs. I mean, they have a lot of manageable downs, both second and third.
Right.
So they're very productive on first down. They mix it up a lot on first down. It's hard to know, are they going to throw or they're going to run? They use basically the same personnel all the time. So it's hard to bring people in and out thinking run or pass because they can do either. You know, they're going to look at how you're lined up and they take advantage of what they find.
Do you guys feel that you're in a real comfortable place right now in terms of the way you've been able to rotate players at all the positions within the front seven when you've had to? Do you guys feel that through four games now you're in a pretty comfortable spot there?
Probably in a game or two I'll feel better about it. You know, we've rotated a lot of guys. Some of them still need to continue to grow. But at least they're getting a chance to grow. But I'd say in a game or two we'll have, you know, hopefully a good solid two, maybe two and a half deep at each place.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
All right. Thank you.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson mids getting set for that high-flying offense from Notre Dame on Saturday. Kickoff set for just after 3:30. We'll be on the air at 2:38 Eastern Time on the network with all of our pregame programming from South Bend, Indiana. Coming up, we'll have a conversation with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
The men and women of the Boeing Company are proud to be a sponsor of U.S. Naval Academy football and proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Go Navy!
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Constellation recognizes Navy football as a leader on the field. We understand that winning happens with dedication, teamwork, and superior effort, and at Constellation, these values help us to deliver better energy solutions. As the nation's leading competitive energy supplier, our diverse workforce brings the skills and ingenuity that help drive our success. From engineering to information technology to operations and beyond, there are opportunities throughout the Exelon family of companies. We know the future of energy is you. Go Navy!
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So, if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Orbital ATK is the partner you can count on to deliver affordable and innovative aerospace and defense products. From rocket boosters and satellites, advanced propulsion and sophisticated fusing, to surface cannons and the Navy's advanced anti-radiation guided missile, Orbital ATK puts the power in naval power.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Through four games, your thoughts on where you are offensively?
Well, the biggest, I'm not going to say surprise, but thing I'm pleased with is taking care of the football. Obviously, you know, we preached all camp long about, you know, getting better, taking care of the football. In our first game, our first drive, fumble. But since then, we've taken care of the football. We've kept it off the ground, you know, and that's been a big part of our success. We haven't given the game away, you know, so on. Our defense has taken some. It's given us a lot of chances to move the football, you know. So that's probably, if anything, I mean, you know, Keenan's going to play well. I mean, I'm not surprised by Keenan. We're doing some good things, you know. But the biggest deal is it's been taking care of the football. You know, that's the one thing that I'm truly, truly pleased with.
You all have not had to, quote, depend on him either. You have gotten production from a lot of different guys through four games. A good sign that you haven't been dependent on him to really carry you all offensively, and that you've gotten stuff from the Bs, from the As, from your receivers all throughout these games.
You know, well, you know, I'm just really trying to, you know, preserve sure. Keenan as sure. The season goes on. You know, again, he carries the ball so much. You know, when we game plan, my man, we sit there with game plan, and I look up, and it's like every play is designed for him to carry the ball. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we had these other guys. Let's try to get these other guys to football, and, you know, and let's be, you know, smart about it. You know, not understand. I mean, he's our best player. He needs to carry the football. But at the same time, we have other guys that can, you know, that can carry the ball and help us be effective. You know, so it's just got to sit back and look at what we're doing and just be smart and understand that people are going to key on him. You know, and we can't force things. You know, we have to let things come to us. You know, and if they're giving us one thing, you know, not, you know, take what they're giving us. You know, if Keenan is being keyed on, hell, get a ball to somebody else. You know, so and go from there.
Seven explosive plays of 26 yards or more. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on that in that particular game against that particular matchup?
You know, it's something that we had talked about, you know, when, you know, last year, you know, they you know, crowd the line of scrimmage, you know, and it would make you have to throw the football. You know, they knew that, you know, running football, that we're going to be very effective against those guys, you know, but they understood, hey, we got to get more guys in the box. Looking at last year's film, you know, we said, hey, you know, they're going to crowd guys up in there. We have to, you know, throw the ball in the air, you know, throw it over their heads, you know. So, and that's been the biggest thing about us, you know, going to this game and or just going to the season is being able to throw the football, you know, and not so much, you know, dropping back and trying to throw the ball for time to game, but just finding, picking our spots and being effective when we throw the football.
Mature enough group where you had such an emotional win last week that in practice this week, as you observed, that they've got that same focus they're going to need because obviously the opponent this week dictates that.
I think so. I mean, Keenan has been, you know, he's been on point with that. You know, him and Bernie. You know, we have two great captains, two great leaders. You know, and again, last week was very emotional, man. But such a great win. You know, and at the same time, even as coaches, man, we have to sit back and we have to come down
sure.
off our
sure.
high. You know, so you know, again, now this game, you know, the pressure's not on us. We're going to go play. You know, we're going to go play and. Whatever we can do, we're going to do. If they have crowding us up. We're going to throw the football. You know, we're going to try to find a way to win this football game. You know, but again, these kids are, you know, so resilient. They understand the situation. You know, it's been one game at a time. You know, and again, it's been tough. Last week's went out of our heads. But at the same time, you know, we're going to South Bend, my man. You know, and we love going to play there. It's just great going to play. You know, it's a great place to play football. You know, tradition, everything, man. This is what you come here for. You know, it's why you coach here. You know, to have a chance to go to Notre Dame and play this Fighting Irish. And we're going to rush this moment and try to find a W on Saturday.
Obviously, it's not the first time you've played them, but how much does the Georgia Tech film, if any, help you at all?
Well, it definitely helps us. You know, again, we look at last year's film and this year's film. You know, some things are similar. You know, but, you know, again, it all comes down to, you know, their philosophy is going to be, hey, we're going to give these guys a lot of different looks. You know, Brian Kelly has said it over and over again. You can't just sit back in one defense and let these kids, you know, pick you apart because they're good at what they do. You know, so our biggest thing is being able to have a simple game plan for all what they do. Not try to do too much, you know, and let our kids know where they are. This is where they're going to be at in these formations, guys, and let's just go play. You know, not try to do too much and have our kids confused, you know. So in these games, my man, although it's a big game, you still got to have to keep it simple. Simple game plan so our kids can play fast, you know. So, again, we'll be ready. You know, it's just a matter of going out there and put our plan to work and execute it.
Exciting opportunity with this group in particular.
It is, you know. And, again, I mean, I'm just excited about going to Notre Dame and playing, you know. Now, excited for these kids, man. I mean, you cannot pick a better place in the country to go play a football game, you know, and have a chance to go in there. And if you can find a win, my man, it'll be one of the greatest wins of all time, you know. So, but happy for the kids, my man, an opportunity that they have to go there. This is why they came here. You know, it's a big stage. You know, a lot of these kids have felt that, you know, this is a game where they're playing against the big boys, you know, people who turn their back on us, you know, recruiting wise. And so they'll be ready. They'll be fired, my man, and they're going to go out there and give everything they got to win.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Awesome.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, mids getting set for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame coming up on Saturday. Great opportunity, great stadium, and a great stage live around the world at NBC and, of course, on the radio on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, take a look at some other things going on around the yard. Men's soccer with a nice win on Wednesday night versus Lehigh to remain undefeated in the Patriot League. We'll take a look at those results and more coming up next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting the win over Air Force Leg 1 of the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Now, to get the trophy back here in Annapolis, all they have to do is knock off Army. Coming up on December the 12th, brought to you by USAA. So certainly that game one to look forward. So much left in this season for the Mids to play for. Obviously, national stage this coming weekend against Notre Dame, and then back into league play after the bye week on October the 24th when the Mids host Tulane at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. This week, the Navy soccer team getting a big 3-1 victory over Lehigh. They are now 2-0 in Patriot League action with the victory last night as they got jumped out to a 3-0 lead before Lehigh got one back. Also great to see Jamie Dubioski back for the Mids as well, as he's been out for the past 7 games due to injury. Matt McCraith got the scoring started for the Midshipmen in the 29th minute. Dubioski with the second goal of the game for the Midshipmen. And then the free kick goal with sophomore Daniel Zaremba getting the Mids up 3-0 in the 59th minute before Lehigh could finally get on the board. Navy now at 5-4-1 overall. The Mids now 17-1-2 in Patriot League regular season matches over the past 3 years. Just an incredible run by Dave Brandt's team. Tuesday night, Navy women gave it a great go in volleyball against the top team American. Really good first set, 26-24, before losing 25-19 in sets 2 and 3. So congratulations to Larry Bach's team on a great effort against the top team in the league. Water polo Wednesday, knocking off George Washington by a count of 18-14. That was the second match of the day. They dropped one earlier in the day in Baltimore to Johns Hopkins. They then got on the bus and went to George Washington that night to take on the Colonials. So double duty for the Navy water polo team on Wednesday. Both of those matches on the road in Baltimore and, of course, in Washington. Please don't forget, coming up, it's the Mids and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame coming up on Saturday. 3:30 for the kickoff, 2:38 Eastern time for all the activity on the Navy Radio Network. If you're going to be around the yard and not in South Bend, don't forget we've got action coming up on the yard. Women's soccer will be at Bucknell Saturday at 12 noon if you're headed for that one. Also, you've got volleyball at Army on the road at West Point. Lots of things going on with women's tennis and the Navy Blue and Gold Invitational slated to get underway at 9 o'clock in the morning coming up on Saturday. So if you can get out there and watch that, that would be some good tennis for you with the women's tennis team. Men's soccer team back on the road as they will go to Holy Cross coming up on Saturday for a 7 o'clock kickoff in that one. For all your information on all 33 varsity sports at the Naval Academy, we're the third biggest athletic program in the country. Go to www.navysports.com. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for his assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for you for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Orbital Alliant Tech Systems, the partner you can count on, by Pepsi, proud partner of Navy football, and by Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.